Okay, here we are, Daf Yud Beis, and we're up to Eric Shady and Peya, Halacha Beis, in the Yerushalmi. Hamat Hamayim, She'ina Yecholah Lehitaser Ke'achat, the Yudah Memach Sekes. If you have an Hamat Hamayim, now this seems like an effort to pull the wool over our eyes, since an Hamat Hamayim is a Shulit. So we called it in the ratio of the Mishnah, and now all of a sudden it's turned into an Hamat Hamayim. Before we said that a shulit is mafsik, and we didn't give any shear to a shulit. Now all of a sudden we're talking about an amat hamayim, and it depends if it's yecholah lehikatzer ka'achat. It depends whether, if you stand on one side, would you be able to still continue to be kosher on the other side. So if it's just a tiny little pipe, basically an open pipe, so then it's not a hafsik. It's only if it's too broad you'd be able to be kosher. But this is not like the first part of the Mishnah.
Wasn't the Shulit community said there was always water in it?
Not
maybe not.
But that's, okay, that's one possibility. Let's see the Gemara. So, one possibility is Rabbi Yehuda simply arguing. He's saying, no, don't take that Shulit so seriously. Another halacha that is added here, B'chol Ka'alim, Asher B'ma'aber Ya'adirun. That's the, actually, Pasuk, right? And Pasuk of Yishayot. All of the mountains will be harvested with a sickle, meaning that every little piece of land will be fertile. Instead of having broad fields that we understand, here every piece of land, every piece of mountainous territory that you can't even get a tractor up, will be fertile. So here, using that as a metaphor for areas that cannot be nitsar kachas, nonetheless, apa pisha inap bakar yachola abor bekelav, even though the driver will not be able to drive his tractor there, no ting peyachal lakol, he's still, being as it's all one field, despite the fact that we may have to, you know, go up on a small ledge here or whatever, doesn't matter. Now, having no neymar, below plegan, we initially wanted to say that there's no machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Shalulut isn't arguing what he's saying over here. What he's saying, he's coming now to be mefarish what the Tanakhama holds. And Tani Amat Amayim HaKavua HaRezu Mafseket. However, it does say in Ebraisa that any Amat Amayim, which is Kavua, I mean, we cannot, you know, this is the doctor using the word Amat Amayim, just as we do in the first of the Mishnah over here in Nebraska, that any Amat Hamayim that's Kavua is in fact Mafsik without any Shira whatsoever. So it's difficult to believe that we could fit in any different meaning for Shulit and Amat Hamayim. If we were to use those words interchangeably, so certainly one is not going to be talking about, you know, as Dovid suggested, there is water. Here it says without any shear. So apparently there really is a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Having bone neymar, we also wanted to say that mimad yom Rabbi Yehuda ba'omeg mitzad echad ve'ino yachol mikitzor mitzad ha'sheni. Now, but yim yaya omeg be'emza v'batzer mikan mikan eino mafsik. Now, we thought also that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that if you're standing on one side of the shulit, of the Amat Hamayim, and you cannot reach over to the other side through the ketzira, but if it were possible for you to be standing in the middle of this Amat Hamayim, let's say the thing is not very low, and it's easy to get to either side, so if you were only in the middle, and you could be kotzer from either side, or from both sides from the middle, then it would be okay, in the mouth. However, we also found that that's not true. Hashkachatani upoli gayaomei beemza bekotzer mikan umikan mafsik. Here it says befeirush that if you're standing in the middle of the shulit and you are able to go and get either side, it's still going to be mafsik. It's only mitzad echad when you can stand on one side and reach the other side. Then it's a no matzik. That's the only time that it wouldn't be matzik, in which case our tentative explanation of the Yehuda was clearly incorrect. Chia Barad of Hashem Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Hayasham sela al pnei kol sevenu. Im okeru et amat resha mitzad zeh, v'notom mitzad zeh, mafsik. If you have a sela, and this sela is not large enough to satisfy our requirements of two amas there in the middle that we had yesterday, or a base roba, which would be obviously a sela, would be as good as a svei bur or a svei nir. But suppose it's not big enough to satisfy the requirements of svei bur and svei nir. So then the shear would be very simply how much of a ledge it introduces. If in order to plow you have to lift the plow up, walk over the sela, set it down on the other side, and there's no way for you to get it over because it catches, it doesn't lift, it catches. So then it's two different fields. But if it's low enough, doesn't present enough of a ledge, it's also not wide enough to be the equivalent of a bear's plow. So over there, if you can simply move the plow over without picking the whole thing up, then it's okay and it's not considered to be a high
episode.
When
we say often they call
us
someday, does that mean it's that long?
Yeah.
You can't go
around. It's just around,
wouldn't you?
Correct. It's not just a stone in the middle of the field, it's not going to be absent. Mitzat echad eino mafsik. If it's only on one edge, then it's not mafsik. So in other words, if it's just that, if you come over to one side of the sada, because it's low on that side, it presents a ledge on the other side, then it's not mafsik. Chia bar ana b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakhi says, Hayad sham sela apnei kol sadeu, imo kerhu et amakresha mitzat zeh, v'notno letzat zeh mafsik. Mitzad echad, ein olas. That's what you claim. And what do you do about the price? Madrigot shein gvohot atzarat vachim notin peyala kol akad yachad. If you have terraces, and one terrace is 10 tefachim higher than the other terrace, then each terrace is a separate field. But if it's pachot mikan, if it's not 10 tefachim above the other terrace, notin meyachad alakol. Oh, baby, pachot mikan eino okerat amat resha mitzazer, no tam bezazer. What are you talking about? According to Reish Lakish, 10 tefachim. You don't need no 10 tefachim to need to pick up your plow. You need a half a tefach to need to pick up your plow. So obviously Reish Lakish is wrong. Because otherwise how could we possibly give the shear of a terrace of 10 tefachim, which is a din in separate reshuyas? You should say the same shear over there if you have to pick up your plow.
So what, the terrace is worse?
Yes. If the terrace requires 10 tefachim, so how could a rock in the middle of the field not require 10 tefachim? Yes. You see that picking up the plow is not like he finds a different field. Says the Gemara, no. Lo atinan mitnei atzara lemishum sofa. Case over here where it said that you need to have 10 tefachim is because of the end of the Mishnah, which says, Im ayu roshei madregot uravim shnotei meyachad. What we're talking about over here is where the terraces are all connected. In other words, you have one side of the field in which everything is the same. And then you can choose to go down to level 1, you can walk straight to level 2, you can go up to level 3, and so on. But on one side of the field, they all join together on the same level. Very common occurrence, which the terrace is really only on one edge of the mountain, the other edge. They're all on the same level. So there's no problem with the same two fields because of Hakira Sabakresha, because we already said that you can simply go around the other side of the cell, also Rishlok says there's no problem. Now the Mishnah is going to say, Apal Pike. If it's 10 Tefachim, they're different fields, and that's a big fish.
That's where there is no connection.
Even where there is a connection.
Even when...
That's the whole point. If there's no connection, then even if it's just a ledge, it would be two different fields. But if there is a connection, then that which is what defines the field as a separate field is that it's a reshus b'tnei atzmo. Then the fact that it has a common entry is not going to change that the field is a reshus b'tnei atzmo. So there, a tenth vacuum is what defines reshus b'tnei atzmo.
So when you're terracing, you want to make sure not to keep it less than the vacuum.
If you're bothered by separate payers, yes. Yeah. I'm not saying that. If that's an important issue. Halacha Gimel. Hakol mafsikin lizra'im. All of the above cases, as we saw, that we consider to be a hefsek in a field, a break in a field, a nomafsik u'ilan, are not considered to be breaks in an orchard. The only thing that would break an orchard into two parts that would require leaving pay after leave separately is a gader, ela gader. You would need actual fence. The im haya, as we saw before, we could pronounce this sa'ar kotesh or sha'ar kutash. Which is two ways of looking at this. If it's a sa'ar kotesh, which the Gemara will prove it is, so then the meaning of it will be, if the sa'arot, trees have hairs, which are their branches. So if the branches are pressing against each other above the gader, what it actually ends up meaning, eino mafsik. And the other way to look at it would be sha'ar kutash. In other words, the branches are leaning down and pressing down on the gate. So in other words, they've turned it into a rubbed-out gateway, in which case you no longer have a hefsek between the two fields, which the Gemara is going to discuss both possibilities. And then, eino mafsik, and no tein peyachat alakol. So then it's all one field. V'lachalovim, when it comes to carob, because of the fact that they are so extensive, there it's kolaruim zedze, even a gader is not mafsik. As long as you could stand on the branches of one carob tree and you see the other carob across you, it's one orchard. Over of Nachman, no, again, are you the Beit Abba? I could tell you, this should be Rabbi Gamliel. It should be anyway, I don't know what it is. It's probably just rubbed out a little. So, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, but it's definitely Rabbi Gamliel, that's for sure. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, no, again, are you the Beit Abba? The minute was, I can tell you, in the Beis Hanasi, they gave a single payah to Zaysim that were on each side of the city, separately. And the reason for this, as we'll see in the Gemara, is because they had to koveya a separate Beit Habad on each side of the city. So they would bring the payahs in to a different location. Being brought into a different location is kovei a separate kira, so it's longer the kutzucha. And charuvin, kolorim zedzeh. By charuvin, where there's no bad, obviously, they relied on kolorim zedzeh, no matter how many hafsakot there were in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Sadek, Rabbi Mishmo. It's more than that. Hafsa charuvin sheyulem b'cholayir. Even where they couldn't actually see one charuv from the other, they viewed all charuvim in the city that they owned as being one kitzur.
No, on the way into Beit Shani, you pass.
You pass presents. Now, can you tell me how to read the Mishnah, please? When you're saying kotesh, ma kotesh. How do we pronounce that word? Is it ke'ale b'machtesh? Are we talking about a mortar in a pestle? Is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about kotesh al-gabeh there? I mean, if we're talking about a mortar in a pestle, meaning that we have rubbed down the wall, then probably the right pronunciation would be sha'ar kutash. If we're talking about kotesh al-gabeh there, then you're talking about sa'ar kotesh, where the word, where the leaves are pressing against each other. They're completely different meaning. Well, right, but ma means sa'ar. You'll notice that the way we pronounce this is with a sama, sa'ar. Then obviously the way to say it is that the sa'ar is kotesh, not that the gether is kutash. So min sa'ar kotesh ein a gether kutash. Okay, I think that's how to read it. I think it's a really very pretty way of understanding the change in it. Nobody says this for some reason, but it explains so beautifully the Sama to me in the Sama. Had Amar Kotesh Agabega there, this clearly indicates that we're talking about the leaves intermingling on top of the gutter, not touching the gutter in any way. Rabbi Mono Amar. Rabbi Mono is very confusing. I mean, sometimes he used to say, well, it's got to be within 4 hours. Sometimes he used to say, it has to be within 10 tefachim. And sometimes he used to say, it has to be planted 10 to a Beit Sa'ar. Ma'achma, I mean, what did you hear from Rabbi Mana? Maybe you could make some sense of it, because I don't understand. That all seems to have nothing to do with each other. This is very simple. Bhuji yet, the Tokar Ba'am Motagadar. He said, all he's saying is, the trees need to be within 4 amos of the Goder. Furthermore, the mixture of the reeds, they would have to be within 10 tefachim of each other. They know for no. And they would need to be planted as an orchard. Mimata asara la beit sa'ah. It's a standard planting, 10 trees to each beit sa'ah. That's where we define this thing as a single field. Ulcharuvim. Now, when you say
the fence is within 4 amos, there's no field separating because it's too close.
And the leaves are within 10 feet, and they're planted as an orchard. Now, what exactly do you mean to each side? What defines a side? Are we talking about the each side being for some reason magically north, east, south, and west? So when does the side determine? No. The point of here is that it's the ear that's mechavenet l'tarukot for the simple reason, says Rav Yosef Reb Bona, is that Shel Beit Rebbe, of course that was Rebbe Gamliel's family, he was reporting on, Shel Beit Rebbe, ayulam arba batim, arba l'tarukot ayir. It has nothing to do with directions. It has to do with the fact that in practical terms, they had 4 separate factories to process the olives. And they worked at the 4 sides of the city. So it was simply a question of whatever's closest to whatever factory was brought to that factory. In which case, since Engel Biblico Bada Firucho, it would make sense to bring to every factory the closest trees, the output of the closest trees. So therefore, that would determine a separate Katsira. And that's why they would have to take a separate payer from each one. Now, if you would have, let's say, a row of trees, let's say you have 3 trees. We said the shear of a tree is to be able to be ro'in. So the charuvim are ro'in zetze. So we have 3 charuvim. The first one sees the middle, and the middle sees the first, but the first doesn't see the last. So the extremities can't see each other, but they can see in the middle. Well, then you can take from the roshim on the emsa'im, or you can take from the emsa'im on the roshim. But you can't take for the Rashim on the Rashim on the other end. So the point is to make your plans properly when you're leaving Pan.
Also,
unless you go to the middle. You can take from the middle on both.
Halacha Dalit.
Hazorea et Sadeu min echad. Let's say somebody plants an entire field with wheat. Then we couldn't care less if he wants to process this wheat separately and store it separately. It's all one field. Zara shnei minim. If he has 2 separate types of grains, then I don't care if he processes them at the same time and stores them together. He's got to leave separate payoff, as we already saw before, different meaning and different fields. Then Alpha Pishua said, go to Nachat, don't think stay payoff. But how about if you have 2 subspecies? Now here we have an interesting question. Azorea Tadeu Shnei Minechit. If you have 2 subspecies of wheat, let's say you want to have some wheat that has a higher gluten content or something, and you want to use it for a different kind of bread, and you've got 2 markets. But you plant it all in one field. Then it depends. Asan Goren Echad. If you are going to process these grains together, so then notein peyachat. Asan shtei granot. Notein shtei peyot. That's the only time that the processing will define how separate you want to keep these fields.
Okay, so if you did, you decided it was all wheat, some of you may wait with white flour and have whole wheat.
No, what do you mean? It's all the same. No, then it wouldn't matter. That's what we said. I couldn't take one out. Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh went ahead. Ma'aseh Shezorah B'fei Rabbi Gamliel. Once Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh had done this, 2 different types of subspecies of wheat, he came to Rabbi Gamliel to find out what the din is. Together, Rabbi Gamliel didn't know. Together they went to Lishkas HaGadis. And they asked Sanhedrin, what's the din in this case? Omar Nachum Halavlar. Kubal Ani Mi Revi Maisha Shikibel Mi Ava Shikibel Min Azugot Shekiblu minan neviim. Halacha l'moshe misinai. This is not guesswork we're talking about over here. We have the Kabbalah of Halacha l'moshe misinai. Bizorea etzadeh shnei minechitim. Asa'ah gorem achat notem te'achat. Asa'an shtei granot notem shtei te'ot. So the earlier part of the Mishnah we wouldn't have known, not for this Maisa, was actually Halacha l'moshe misinai. Says the Gemara, Katzer chatzi idgu, v'chatzi hashmutit. Or it could be, you should say, chashmot, which is red, dark, reversing the chet in the chin. Shechumot, we have in the chorus. So, but anyway, so the igdu is a light colored wheat, and a shakmutit, or a shamutit, would be a darker colored wheat, a reddish colored wheat. And he takes half from one and half from the other in order to make them one goren initially. And then he decides, well, actually, maybe I ought to keep them separate.
So he speaks to two things,
but he didn't mix them.
Different substitutions.
Substitutions.
Yeah. Initially, he intended to mix them.
And
then, they were all in one field. What defines one field? They were all in a contiguous piece of land. Vinimach, when he changes his mind, and he says, well, they gotta keep them separate. We have two suppliers here. So Vasan Shtegranot. So now, Enomach Rish Minagidot Alashamutit, Volo Lobesila, Volo Besot. Since in the end he keeps them separate, he cannot be Yotze for one on the other. But suppose Katsar Katsia Higidu, but Katsia Shimutit Vasotam Shtegranot. So as initially he keeps them separate, and then the Imlach Basan Goranakah. Now, since the end of the Ketirah is where he's going to be leaving his pan, and by the end of the Ketirah he views them as one thing, so then Ma'afrish Minei Gedur Shebesov, Fala Shemuti Shebesov. He could also be Ma'afrish from what's in his Sadhana to the Shemutis, and he could be Ma'afrish Minei Gedur Shebetilah, Fala Shemuti Shebetilah. Also, if he continues, as we'll see, he continued to be kosher until such time as there's nothing left in the field. And now the peah is kosher from the omdim to the grains. Ma'afrish min ha'igadu ala igadu. But of course, this is only b'shekila sadeh. This is only if he had completed his ketira and never left the peah. Avosim lo kila sadeh. If he still has grain left in the field, he couldn't even use the igadu that had already been cut to be mafresh ala igadu. Because you cannot use cut grain to be mafresh peah when there's still grains left in your field. So I feel an igadu ala igadu in the mafresh.
In this case where you cut them separately and then you're in love not to...
But you still are going to continue cutting.
So
that's the point.
So what I'm saying, you can't...
It goes according to the end, because that's where we're going to leave the peah.
So when it says mafresh min ha'igadu ala igadu, right.
No, that now we clarify, and that would mean in a case where you were mechalek asav.
Does that mean only for the igdu, or can you take the igdu for both?
For both.
Okay.
Well, as we'll see, katzar chafia igdu for chol hashemutit lasotin gronach. I suppose you did all of the shemutit, but you still have igdu in the field. And at the time that you finished the shemutit, the intent was to mix them. Now you've changed your mind. So what you can do is you can still be makrish mina yigdu ala yigdu for kol hashemutit, because since sham nifterat, since you had already been kotzer all of your shemutit, amanas to be going achas, the chiyav of the shemutit is now in the yigdu. So therefore, by leaving on the igadu, you're going to be yotz in the shemutit. But it's too late to change your mind. You've already defined the nature of the payah that you're going to have to do.